For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be Doug Valentine, author of The Strength of the Wolf, The Secret History of America's War on Drugs, which covers a period of approximately from the beginning of the 20th century to about 1970, the time of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics.
I want to read a quick quote from your book. As it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be. National security interests superseded those of the drug enforcement agencies of the United States government. Talk on that, if you will.
Well, part of the job of being a narcotic agent was arresting addicts and putting them in jail. But the other part, the more important part that I focus on, is going after the big mafia wholesalers of narcotics and their foreign sources. And as soon as these case-making agents started going up after these mafia guys and going overseas against the foreign sources, they started getting involved in the world of political and espionage intrigues. Because the way it's set up, the mafia in the United States has political protection, and drug traffickers overseas are often working for foreign intelligence agencies. So right away, especially the agents that worked overseas, they got hooked up with the CIA. And at the same time, the Bureau of Narcotics actually served for the CIA in the United States as a place where the Bureau of Narcotics actually operated safe houses for the CIA in the United States, for the CIA to drug testing using LSD and other kinds of drugs in order to turn politicians and other agents into double agents. So these case-making agents got involved in assassinations, they got involved in overthrowing foreign governments. It's just an incredible story, because they start going way beyond what they're supposed to do as narcotic agents, and they start getting involved in politics and espionage, and bringing this lawless creed that they have with them into that area.
The ramifications, the machinations, the corruption, if you will, that's been involved in this drug war, lo, these many decades, didn't stop with the end of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, did it? Gary Webb spoke on that subject quite well, I thought. What's your feelings in that regard?
Well, Gary Webb was exactly right, but for the story that Gary Webb told, there's a dozen, if not 50, other similar stories going on all the time right now.
I say it's time to do your midnight rite to your congressman. Let them know you see through this transparent and corrupt drug war. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.